Making grown-up decisions. How do you make them? What is making them feel like? What is making them look like? If you don't know what this is Talking Tough, a digital diary of sorts where I think and I say my real thoughts as they happen to promote you to do the same. This is 4:45. I lied. It's 4:55 a.m. Austin, Texas. Thursday, March 14th, I think. If I got the date wrong, who cares? I don't do do-overs. I'm sitting in a Kia, my friend Jordan's Kia, in the parking garage, specifically the second parking garage of his apartment complex. Because I noticed that apartment complexes, they got thin walls. And when I worshiped the other day, I woke up the whole apartment complex. I tried to do it in the house. It's kind of loud. So I got out and I did it in the gym. I closed my eyes, walking around the tiny gym that they got, but it got what I need. You know, I hit my bench, hit my dumbbells, hit my trap bar deadlifts with dumbbells. And I'm singing and I'm worshiping. When I open my eyes, there's people looking at me like they saw a ghost. So I go outside and I'm singing and I'm worshiping. I look up and I see people on their balconies. So in an attempt to be quiet, I'm in his car. He doesn't know that until now. Hi, I'm in your car. Anyways, it's interesting. Because in life, when we make tough decisions and we're learning to make grown-up decisions, it feels nasty. How do you know when to move? How do you know when a city is right for you? I love the city of Austin, Texas, and something that I think about often is moving here or meeting people here or the voice in my head. Me and my mind bully, we're at odds a lot of times because I sit here and I think, am I doing the right thing? Am I supposed to be doing what I'm doing, from a podcast to speaking to thinking about different ideas? How do you know when you're doing the right thing, making grown-up decisions? When do you know that it's time to pivot? And if you come to a thought, a feeling to pivot, are you acting on your feelings or is that actually what you're supposed to do? This is an open-ended thought. Obviously, maybe it has an answer, maybe it doesn't, but I have a deep conviction on pouring into people's lives, whether it's with this podcast or anything that I do. I say it and I'm going to keep saying it all the time because honestly, I like it. Preach everywhere. Sometimes use words. Here I'm preaching and I'm pouring out on people and bringing awareness to mental health and just to self-love and to know that you're more than what you go through and you're more than who you think you are, whether it's a job. And you've only seen yourself as one certain thing, whether it's an athlete, an entrepreneur, or just in the job field that you are, it's important to know that you're much more than that. What does it look like to go to the league? As we hoopers say, oh, I want to go to the league. I want to go to the league. I want to go to the league. What would it look like to go to the league with your other talents, your other God-given talents, or your other talents that you've worked to hone? Making grown-up decisions, it's essential to know that you're the architecture. You're the architect of your journey. You can craft your story. And for me personally, I got an author of tomorrow that orders my steps. My steps are ordered because I count on Christ. But when it comes to knowing the next door to open or the path to walk down, to even put my hand on the doorknob and open and pull myself through the door? Do I know? No. And the in-between stage is the uncomfortable stage. The in-between stage is the vulnerable stage. The in-between stage is the risky stage, but the stage where you really know, or get to know rather, yourself. It's a stage where you don't know the end. A stage where you can't know the end without trying. In your life, do you try enough? In your life, do you try new things enough? In your life, do you try on different perspectives about how your life could go? It's easy to accept the life that we think that we should go down. It's easy to accept everything that we've ever known about ourselves and to grow in this one specific vertical and not see ourselves in other dimensions. It's harder to let yourself explore. It's harder to let yourself grow. It's harder to let yourself find out more about you. I'm talking this through, but I think about this often. Is this the right thing to do? Am I doing the right thing? Am I in the right city? Am I surrounded by the right people? I'm passionate about mental health. I'm passionate about self-improvement. I'm passionate about so many different things that can help people. But is this the right thing to do? And maybe I never get that answer. Maybe you never get the answer specifically. And maybe it's just our interest. That's the faith part. For me, that's the faith part. I believe that we have these unique interests that we have, and how do we find a way to serve as many people and to impact so many lives with what we have? Because that's what life is about. It's the connection that you have to other people. It's the legacy that you leave on for not your family, for not your community, but for the greater world around you. What will people say about you when you're gone? Making grown-up decisions. It's tough because it's like, is that too deep? Does every decision you make have to be contingent on the impact that you leave for the world? Does every decision that you make have to be super calculated? Does every decision you make have to be well thought out? Making grown-up decisions. There's the element to plan everything in your life to make sure it's exactly the way that you want it to go. But that's boring.